USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a partial government shutdown looms at the end of the month, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says because Democrats are in power, they must raise the debt ceiling alone without any help from Republicans in Congress.
This is a totally Democratic government. They have an obligation to raise the debt ceiling, and they will do it.
Gunfire erupted at a school bus stop in Louisville on Wednesday when a car pulled up to a group of students waiting there, killing one student. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says he's emotionally distraught over the incident.
As a father and a grandfather, this breaks my heart. And even the most caring words seem inadequate in offering solace to a family suffering such irreplaceable loss.
Two other students suffered minor injuries. The murderer remains at large. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
A small fire breaks out on the Superdome roof in New Orleans.
The roof of the Superdome in New Orleans caught fire on Tuesday as crews prepared a section to be repainted. The New Orleans Fire Department says the blaze was quickly controlled, but one person was transported to the hospital with minor burns. Superdome officials say that the damage to the roof appears minimal and that they don't expect it to delay the Saints' return to the building for their first home game of the season. The damage from Hurricane Ida caused their season opener to be moved to Jacksonville. They're scheduled to play their first game of the season in the Dome on October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President George W. Bush will headline a fundraiser for Congresswoman Liz Cheney. The hawkish Wyoming Republican is facing a tough re-election due to her persistent criticism of former President Trump. Cheney is the daughter of Bush's former Vice President, Dick Cheney. The fundraiser is reportedly set for Dallas in mid-October. Trump is backing Cheney's Republican opponent, attorney Harriet Hageman. USA Radio News.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen Temporal Scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As the search continues for Gabby Petito's fiancé, investigators have a good idea of how Gabby was killed.
The body found over the weekend near a campsite in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. The Teton coroner ruled the cause of death a homicide. Forensic scientist Lawrence Kowalinski on CNN says although the coroner did not give specifics to the media about the cause of death, it is known by investigators.
Coroner Brent Blue has to make a determination as to whether it's an accident or a suicide, a homicide, natural cause death, or indeterminate. And the fact that this death was called a homicide would tell me that they must have a cause of death. They're not declaring it at this point because the autopsy is not completed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's no shortage of threats confronting the United States.
We're now investigating over 100 different types of ransomware, and that's on top of hundreds of other criminal and national security cyber threats.
That's how FBI Director Chris Wray opened his testimony in a Democratic-led House hearing. He again identified violent domestic extremism as the number one threat, although that has yet to be defined by the FBI. Wray noting it's different to track possible lone wolf attackers. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.